So let's do the Holy Letters with Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter number 1484. Baruch Hashem, dated the third day of Nisan in Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. This is sent to the leadership, Dan Hola, of the group of Kfar Chabad, the leadership of Kfar Chabad, Hashem Aleim Yichu Shalom Avrochem. I'm responding to your letter of the 28th day of Nisan, and I was happy to read in it that you were successful in your efforts to remain where you are now. You know, we read earlier the letter of the Rebbe about they had an issue, they're trying to relocate them in order to get the funding, and the Rebbe suggested that they should try to stay. And therefore, for now, everybody's going to be together. And certainly, even though you don't say this specifically, you'll get all the privileges that you were promised at the time that you settled in Kfar Chabad. Number two. Its time has already come to put efforts into increase the number of settlers of the village amongst Chabad, Anash, and amongst those who are close to Anash in spirit, who are in Eretz HaKodesh, Tibon of Sekoinim, especially the young married people and also from the youngsters, that for various reasons they aren't able to learn all day. So in the Shiva Temchet Mimim. But you could obligate them and you could give them a privilege to learn several hours and living in a Hasidic Chabad environment the entire day, attract them to the Kfar, that's it, including the night. And as far as the shortage of apartments, which is in the whole of Eretz Yisrael, so there is to hope that you will be able to choose, so people don't have a lot of places to live. So you already get them there. You'll be able to collect the best from those who want to settle the Kfar Chabad, so you can have the choices, because a lot of people will be looking for places. I bless you with success, your holy work. May Hashem Yisbarach give you the privilege that you should fulfill not only with your godly soul, but also your human intellect, that Hashem gave you the special privilege to be from those who support and those who participate in the work of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in building the Chabad edifice in the Holy Land, Tibon of Sekoinim. We're looking forward for good news and good and happy news.